الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. وقال تعالى: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One of our basic and fundamental duties is to make namaz, perform our salat. And in there also there is great detail. May Allah give us the proper understanding. Normally we all, especially who are sitting here, we all feel we are namazis. But just take it at one aspect. Now we all made asr namaz. When we made salam at the end, how many of us made niyat? Or we just made salam? About how many of us made niyat? And then what niyat did we make? Gee? That is whose niyat you made. But what niyat did you make? Gee? As-salamu. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon all of you. Wa rahmatullah. And upon all the imam, whatever the details are, the peace of Allah and Allah's rahmat be upon you people. So we all, how many of us, when we started our namaz, then we were in the presence of Allah, when we said Allahu Akbar. How many of us? So we are still not namazis. How many of us? We made our asr namaz now. Our body was here, we made it. But where were our thoughts? Where was our ruh? Was it also here? Or was it traveling around someplace? So we still have to become namazis. If we realize that, then the stock will be beneficial for us. But if we take it for granted, I'm a namazi, this is for other people. Those who are not making namaz, those who don't come masjid. And it's not even for those who come masjid, but we just park ourselves here, put our bodies, we gave hazri, we marked ourselves present, but we are gone. To every part in the world, past, present, future, to the seven heavens, gone in the qabr, where and where we gone. Everywhere else we are, but we're not in the masjid. So namaz is a very, very great, very important. It is the only farad that Allah Ta'ala, He did not make for us on the earth. Even iman was made for us on the earth, roza, zakat, fasting. But for namaz, Allah did not make it for us here, did not send the command with Jibreel alayhi salam, but sent Jibreel alayhi salam to bring Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah Ta'ala. And then the whole instance of Mi'raj. And the Mi'raj itself is a very, very strong imani booster. That without iman, a person cannot accept Mi'raj. With our minds, we have to understand it's impossible. That such a long journey, either, or am I explained it in two ways, such a long journey that took place in such a short time, that the beard of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not become cold also, sir. Or that the other is, Allah stopped the whole system of the world, and things, time did not move. Time is also the creation of Allah. And time is also in the control of Allah. Allah stopped time there. Till this very, very long journey had been completed, come back again, then Allah let time move on. And this was done on many other occasions also. And so that our iman is on that Allah who controls time also. That Allah who could do this journey, such a long journey with all the details of it, coming down 50 times when namaz was being reduced all the time by 5. All that, how long it take, who took the whole journey. And in those days, there were no aeroplanes and rockets or anything. Even in the rocket age, that journey cannot be done in such time. So our iman. And then the sum total of all this was the gift of namaz. So how much, if our iman is being boosted to that level, then our namaz should be accordingly, our salat. But how many of us, we are still very, almost all of us, we are not in namaz also still. So we have to boost our namaz. So our namaz must be made. And then for this, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to him where Jibreel alayhi salam also could not go. There Jibreel alayhi salam said, if I go to the extent of one hair's breadth further, I will be brought down to ashes. I will burn out. I can't move further from here. There, then Allah gave, after the whole beautiful conversation, meeting of Allah Ta'ala and all the other great details. But the main thing for us is that on that occasion Allah gave us our namaz, which Allah made for us first 50 times a day. And now also it's still the 50 times. Allah said, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. Allah changed it to 5, but the sawab is still of 50 times. If we make our namazes 5 times a day, what is called namaz, we will get the sawab of 50 namazes. And if we have to calculate to make 50 namazes a day, the whole day should be only in namaz. And it shouldn't be any big deal also, because Allah only created us only for His ibadat. So we should be only making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And even so, now also, and even so, if that was what the case, we are only making namaz, all our needs Allah looks after. Yeah, it is at the moment camouflage that we go and work, we eat, we do this, but reality, Allah is the only doer. And if we should engage in namaz like that, Allah should do all that. Not camouflage it and do it, but openly Allah should see to all our needs, our body, everything. So namaz is that great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given. Namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, is the coolness of my eyes, which is a proverbial expression, meaning the greatest enjoyment I get in anything. My greatest pleasure is in namaz. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when a person raises his hands to make his namaz, there is nothing more greater in the world than that amal, what he's doing there. Whether you're doing a multi-million rand deal, business deal, whether you became the president of the country, whether you're conquering a country, whether in any field whatsoever of the world, the greatest thing, any namaz, nafal namaz, sunnah, farad, a person raises his hand, there is nothing more greater in the world than a person is doing. Allah put that reality in our heart, and that we become keen to be making our namazes. Just as we heard now in the kitab reading, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called that sahabi, and he was in nafal namaz, and he did not respond immediately. Ask ourselves, when are we like that in namaz? Do we ever make some other nafal namaz? Our nafal namazes which we have to be doing, which are prescribed, ishraq, chast, awabin, how many of us like that normally we make them? Our nafal namazes which are with our 5 times daily namaz, like the 2 rakats of zuhr at the end, the 4 sunnats of asr, the 2 sunnats of nafil of maghrib, isha, the extra nafal namazes, who of us makes them? So all that, namaz, if namaz was in my life, if I was a namazi, then I would be doing that. We would easily find time to make a cup, ask the wife for a cup of tea. It's a little chilly, cold day, get under a blanket, get our one novel or something. That we can do when we got some time. Or go and take a glass of juice and sip it away, or anything else. But when will we say that I've got this little free time, let me make 2 rakats of nafal namaz. To build our connection with Allah Ta'ala. That we don't, our faraz is in jeopardy. Our nafal, and that is across the board. Whether we are called Sufis and we are called Mashayikh and Ulama or who. But namaz, who? Namaz, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should write to his governors. Not to the ustads of the madrasa, to the governors who are governing the Islamic Khilafat in the various places. He's writing to them, he said, Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. The most important matter of all your matters, you're running the country, you're in the Khilafat, but according to me, the most important matter is namaz. It is narrated when the first takbir takbir tahrima. And our takbir tahrima, we make takbir tahrima, but like everything, we have changed values. As it is said, ulama's namaz must be very different from the public's namaz, the awam's namaz. It is different. But different this way, that many of the awam are making their namaz with khushu, khudu, itminan. But seldom you'll find an alim who you'll see that he's making namaz with itminan, khushu, khudu. And the public are doing the namaz of the ulama. And the ulama are making the namaz of the public. If fajr time, not here now, do we here in etikaf, but like in our hometowns, just think of it. Think about if I went for fajr time to the masjid, the people who came before fajr earlier, whatever time I reached, but there were already people. Proportionately, there aren't the same number of ulama as the public, but proportionately, how many of the public are there and how many are ulama who came early? Perhaps you won't see one alim who came early, but the public you'll see many. After fajr, to set till ishraq time, etc., Jamaat brothers make their morning fikr, they are there. How many ulama will sit? Will we see an alim who is amongst the last to go out? Jummah time, when we come for Jummah, how many of the public will see who are there and how many ulama we will see? And after Jummah, see again that how many of the ulama we will see sitting who are the last to go and how many of the public. So we have to become conscious of our namazes. When I just came to Azad World some over 40 years ago, people complained. They said we have got 40 ulama at that time in Azad World and 50 doctors. The doctors, we see them in the masjid. But the ulama, we don't see them in the masjid. So when we, who are supposed to be the elite and who are to be in the top bracket, this is the condition of our namaz. And yet, we are all quite satisfied. I'm a namazi. However we're making our namaz, I'm a namazi. To be a casual namaz, a namazi, and to be what is called a namazi, there is a world of difference. So anyway, takbir-e-tahreema is things that make everything haram for us. And so that first takbir-e-tahreema, any namaz that we do, nafal namaz, sitting and reading, standing, faras namaz, the takbir-e-tahreema, the value of it is like you have the kingship of the whole world, not the rulership. You don't rule the world, you own the whole world, the whole world. That is the value of takbir-e-tahreema. The second value of takbir-e-tahreema is that the whole essence of iman is in namaz. If anyone wants to check his quality of iman, see the quality of my namaz. What's my consciousness of namaz, or in namaz? How much am I concentrating? How much am I doing it properly, quantity-wise, quality-wise? That is the indication of what the amount of our iman. Iman, we haven't got directly a thermometer to check it, but with namaz we can check it. And how much of namaz is in our lives, so much the rest of deen will be in our lives. If our namaz, in Urdu very beautifully it is said, that jitni tum tumhari namaz ko chandar banaoge. How much you will make your namaz a life namaz. A namaz that has got life in it, with all the requisites. Itni tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. So much your life will become magnificent, will become brilliant. How much our namaz is made. So, and the whole essence of namaz is in takbir-e-ula. And unfortunately, most of us, when the takbir we start, takbir-e-tahreema, we are unmindful that which namaz I'm making, what I'm doing, we just start our namaz. And some of us, in fact, very fast, the hands just go up and down. And rafa yadain, which for the Hanafis also, the first rakat, we have first takbir, is we have to make rafa yadain. Shawafi makes or make throughout the namaz rafa. And rafa yadain is to pick up the hands, not just a little sign like this. Especially the Shafis, because they have to do it so many times. They just, even the Imam, you just see, just make this. That is not rafa yadain. To pick it up, and there is details in that also, to do it properly. So the second value of Takbir-e-Tahreema is like that. The third great value of Takbir-e-Tahreema, in all our namazes we make Takbir-e-Tahreema, is that, like for example, after the winter season, when the land has become dry and grass has burnt out, everything is dry, and it appears that everything is eagerly waiting for rains to come. And when the rains come, how they open their heart for rain. And everyone enjoys it. The first rain, even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should go and stand in the rain, the first rain. And there were du'as also for that occasion. So anyway, the takbir, when you say your takbir at tahreema, then for the entire creation of Allah, new life comes in them. So valuable. And the takbir-e-ula, that means now when you say your first takbir with the imam, there is more details in that, but generally we should try immediately, just after the imam, we also make our takbir-e-ula. The value of that is like 1,000 feet in front of you, 1,000 steps in front of you, filled with gold and silver, and all of that you're giving it in the path of Allah. So value is our namaz. Namaz is that ibadat that the malaika are all engaged in the ibadat of Allah all the time. And they are doing it. And Allah, they don't have to eat, they don't have to drink. They do Allah's ibadat, Allah is sustaining them. And they are sustained all the time. They are doing what they are supposed to do. And if we also will do what we have to do, Allah will sustain us like He sustains the malaika. He will see to all our needs. But we are not doing our job. We are created primarily for the ibadat of Allah. But we are not doing that. We are doing everything else. So anyway, if a person makes this namaz, our namaz, if we make it properly, Allah will see to all our needs. Everything and the starting point of our ibadat is our namaz. Namaz is the most important. Namaz of all ibadat, namaz is the most important. So the malaika are all engaged in all types of different ibadat. There are those malaika who are continuously only in ruku, and their whole life only ruku. Those who are only in a standing position, others only in sajda, others only in a sitting position. Allah gave us, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 rakats of namaz, even nafal namaz, in which Allah gave us the ibadat of all the malaika. We are standing in our namaz, we are making ruku, we are making sajda, we are making qiraat. Malaika, by and large, they don't make qiraat, tilawat. That's why they love the recitation of Quran. Where they get to hear the recitation of Allah put qiraat, Allah put zikr in our namaz, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Allah Ta'ala put dua in our namaz, durood sharif in our namaz, everything Allah Ta'ala put in our namaz. The creation of Allah Ta'ala, they are also engaged, those who are ghair shu'uri, ghair zi shu'ur. We haven't got like senses, we say, like the trees, the buildings, all those things. All of the Allah's creation is also mountains, are engaged in the ibadat of Allah. The trees which are standing are in a position of qiyam all the time. And then the 4-legged animals are in ruku all the time. And then the mountains are in the sitting position all the time. And then all the reptiles, snakes that move on the ground, they are in sajda all the time. Allah gave us, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 rakats of namaz, by which we get the ibadat of all the creation of Allah. Allah has blessed us with everything in our namaz. But how much are we appreciating it? How much do we think of it also? And when we raise our hands, what a great honor to surrender to Allah Ta'ala. If we have to surrender to some army who came to conquer our country, who are against us, and we have now surrendered to them, yeah, we are surrendering to Allah. And the greatest thing and the greatest achievement of a person is to surrender to Allah. This is so great when we raise our hand. And the greatest is when we reach sajda. The most closest a person is to Allah. Yeah, in this world, to become so close to Allah is when we are in sajda. So we should enjoy the sajda. So namaz is that great ibadat Allah gave to us. Allah made us, Ya Yuhannas Antumul Fuqara Ilallah. O people, all of you together, and you all unite together also in all your things, but you are still the faqirs, the beggars of Allah. You cannot come out, you are registered beggars, and you can't come out from that registration. Your whole life you are in need. And to fulfill all your needs, you don't need a begging bowl to go and beg. You don't need really even a book, a receipt book for as ulama to go and collect for your madrasa and your masjid, etc. You don't need, what you need is that you beg from Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained this so beautifully that when a person steals according to Sharia, and in one beautiful poem Hazrat says that when the secrets of Sharia open upon us, then the reality and the secrets of the commands of Allah start opening upon a person. Otherwise, when a person becomes an alim also, he studied fiqh, that for stealing you must cut the hands, etc. Just the outward knowledge of that perhaps will come in your mind that Islam is a very, na'uzubillah, barbaric religion where you have to cut hands, where you have to stone to death, etc. But how beautifully our Shaykh explained it, that when a person steals, then what all the details of it is, the cutting of hands is not just you stole and your hand is cut. There are a lot of details in that. But when you stole, then your hand will be cut. And that also, normally you will steal with your right hand, but your left hand will be cut first. And afterwards, your right hand. And the reason for that Allah gave you the two hands, not to steal, to beg. That you're a beggar, beg from Allah. And you may pick up your hands, you'll see it's a begging bowl. And your normal begging bowl that a person goes with a cup or something, he goes and begs. It's made nicely, complete, it's nice. But this begging bowl, you can see how broken it is. And the correct way to keep the begging bowl is it must be kept separately. So if you're going to put a little in there, it will all go through. And your fingers are also a bit open, and they all jagged, not the same size. So a very broken bowl, a beggar with a broken bowl. What he's got, if he's got a good bowl, he's maybe a rich beggar. But this beggar, he's got a broken bowl. So now the qibla of the bowl, we shouldn't hold our hands like this. It's like this. Our chest, the qibla is Kaaba. The qibla of our hands is the arsh of Allah. So we should keep it like that, so that Allah just pours into there. So we should beg of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made us beggars, and the greatest form of begging is namaz. When we are making our namaz, you are the true beggars. You deny yourself. When you go in ruku, you stand humbly. I'm nothing. I've surrendered myself. You raise your hands, you have surrendered. You fasten your hands, I'm like a prisoner that has been fastened and brought now. And then you go in ruku, I surrender to you. You go in sajda twice in sajda. Totally I surrender myself. When you have handed yourself, anyone, your wife tells you that I want a pair of shoes, please, I can't go and ask your brother. I can't go and ask your father. I can't go and ask the neighbors. You, my husband, I'm begging of you. So you're begging of Allah, Ya Allah, no one else in the world. You're the only one for me. And I'm begging from you. What you beg for, Allah's promise is not how much you ask for. Allah will give you much, much more. That what you cannot expect or imagine also so much. But we become namazis. We become the true beggars of Allah. And Allah gave us the correct form of becoming the beggars of Allah. So all our needs. Then specifically we have been given namazas. You have got a hajat, a need, special extraordinary need. You read Salatul Haja. You have got something you can't decide about. And all the time we have to be making decisions. And everyone has to be making decisions. Allah gave us Salatul Istikhara. You got some ni'mat, and to make shukr is a farz upon us. Until we don't make shukr, then actually we are like rogues and crooks, and we have stolen. When we were in India, it was common knowledge there, if you go and eat like in a hotel, according to the system in India, and you say, I haven't got money to pay. Then they will make you wash dishes or scrub the floor. That how much you ate, they will cover it up like that. So when we eat Allah's ni'mat and we don't make shukr, then we haven't paid for it. If we buy a kilo of rice for 25 rand, 30 rand a kilo, 40, whatever the price might be, we paid 40 rand, we haven't paid for the rice. We have paid for the farmer who grew it, the people who transported it, the people who brought it by ships to the docks, the people at the docks who work with the cranes and the computer work and the trucks that transport it and the roads that were made. And this also, Allah has heavily, heavily, heavily subsidized it. The amount we pay for a kilo of rice, with all this in mind, can it ever pay for all that? It's impossible. It can't pay for that. Allah has made it just a barter system. So the system of the world carries on. You pay 40, 50 rand for a kilo of rice, for your flour, whatever it is, but you have paid them. The rice itself, the farmer didn't grow it. No one grew it. The people who transported it, they didn't make the rice. The only one who made it is Allah Ta'ala. And we don't pay Allah. And to pay Allah is shukr. How many of us, when we go on our safars also, we notice and our safar, our good satis, who are more deeni conscious, it's expected. But no, at the end of the meal, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana, or just even Alhamdulillah. We just eat, finish, think for ourselves. Yeah, we are eating, we'll go and have our supper just now. We hear anyone, or do I say, when I finish my meal, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana. Who of us will make dua for those who cooked for us? Yeah, we are getting our meals. Alhamdulillah, it's provided. There are so many satis. Allah reward them. They sponsor. But how many of us? We are not paying for the meal. Even if I sponsored the meal, but for that meal, I'm not paying. But what is the pay? To make shukr to Allah. To make shukr to the people who are working. And the people who are on khidmat. What big sacrifices they making. Their own iftari, their own supper, they pushing it till late. And then they just rushing and eating also. They have to be back for Taraweeh. They are making us comfortable. We can eat nicely. But how many of us forget telling them, just in our heart, we made dua for them. Shukr that they're making our khidmat. Yes, if something is not right, complain is immediately there. Our wife cooks for us all the time. Think to ourselves, that once I tell my wife, Jazakallah, every day you cook, and she will see your moods and your nature, how you want. You want your tea, and when you start your meal, or you want your tea towards the end, or like that she will give it. You want it very hot, or you want it just hot. Everything she will, but did we ever say once, Jazakallah? Dr. Mayat, marhum, was a doctor, medical doctor, but love of deen and Quran Sharif was fantastic in his life. Do you want to go in all that details? One time he said, and he was very hospitable also, a white man had meals at his house. Now naturally his wife won't come and put the food. Dindar family, the wife is in the kitchen, he will bring it, put it, or the children, whoever it was. After he ate, the white man told him, tell your wife, thank you, I enjoyed the meal. He went, he told his wife, the wife was taken aback. That she said, who and who didn't eat by us? Which great, great people? But nobody till today told me thank you. We also, we have da'wat. We are eating, yeah. But do we ever say Jazakallah, make a dua for them? Do we ever go up to them and tell them Jazakumullah? But something is not right, then we have lot of complaint. So Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate. So namaz, Allah gave us salah to shukr. We're all our, and we should try and read this dua, learn it also. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, and for the night, ma amsa bi min ni'matin, fa minka wahdak la sharika lak, fa laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. To know the dua is not enough. To make the dua, and to make it with the essence. Then you, Allah says, you have paid me for all my ni'mat, your existence, your food, your oxygen, your water, the land you have got, that I made the land level, that you could build your house, etc. I made everything possible for you. then you have made my shukr. So we should make shukr. So Allah gave us salah to shukr also. We have got decisions to make. Allah gave us salah to istikhara also. The wind should blow a little bit strong in Medina Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, straight to the masjid. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like anyone else also, even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, little bit differences with the family people, with the wives and that. Hazrat Ali, straight to the masjid. One time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw he's there in the masjid and he's lying sleeping with his sheet covering him. He said, Ibn Turab, O son of the sand, sleeping on the sand. What's your matter? You know, husband, wife, little some problem happened. So he's here. We counselors and we internet that my husband is a narcissist, my husband is bipolar and all that, and that breaks the marriages. And the counselors break the marriage. Go to Allah Ta'ala, whatever problem, namaz Allah gave us for all our needs. But we least we turn to namaz. So namaz is a great, great gift from Allah, which we Allah says, Hafidhu ala salawati. The ulama have written, Hafidhu, and Allah reward the ulama, the mufassirin, how they have explained our deen, that yeah, Allah said, guard your namazes. Not just casually you making your namazes. Like a person, your namaz, you guard the times of your namaz. I have to go today for this work, I have to go for that work, that meaning, my namaz, how I'm going to fit it in. You worried of your namaz, the first thing. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur. Deoband is about half an hour's distance between the two towns. But rarely he should go to Deoband to meet the ulama, etc. But when he used to go, he should get all the details of which trains go at which time, which buses go at which time, everything, so that not one of my namaz, I have to make it out of the masjid. I can get every namaz with jamaat in properly in the masjid. That is now called guarding namaz. Once there was a mashra in the madrasa in Saharanpur, and it got extended, and asr namaz was finished in the madrasa masjid. So he knew another masjid nearby, they make a little later. He went there, namaz was finished. He went to another masjid, 5-6 namazes. Then somebody told him there's a masjid in the jungle. Nobody makes namaz there. When the musallis come, then they have their jamaat. So he went there and they make their jamaat, and he got his namaz with jamaat. And we for jamaat namaz, all our other comforts we will see. But to make namaz with jamaat and to make it in the masjid, today even the very pious, we don't do that. Whereas that should be what all of us, the whole ummah, namaz, this great gift which Allah has given. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought the gift from Mi'raj. Who brought it? Hey, sometimes the gift might not be so valuable, but the person who brought it. But does the gift also from who? What a gift. Who brought it? And from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to us now sitting here at this moment, who great, great ulama explained, muhaddithin captured all the hadith, the fuqaha explained, the mufassirin explained the details, and they gave it to us on the plate. But we don't appreciate. So Allah make us that we become namazis. Namaz is the most vital thing in our lives. It comes in the hadith. To the dividing line between kufr and iman is namaz. So much of warnings are given about namaz, and we just miss our namazes easily. And then how many of us, especially women folk, all of us, the fajr namaz, they make it in ishraq time, late they are. And then zuhr namaz, they are making it in asr time. Asr, just before maghrib, rushing, making namaz. Maghrib in Isha time. And Isha, when the husband is in bed and now he's waiting for her, now they're making, taking their time now in making namaz. So namaz must be done. When adhan goes, there must be nothing else but namaz now. For the man also, for the woman also. As soon as adhan goes, then now it's namaz time. So namaz is this great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Hafidhu ala salawat, aqimi salat, tarafain nahar, many, many ayat. Ulama have written three things that we have to take. At the time of namaz we must see. That we make namaz in the correct time and in the sunnat time. Today, generally, the Hanafis also, Isha Namaz, we are doing it oval time, like the Salafis. Like if some places we went, we were surprised that even before the time of Isha, Adhan is given already. And those people were not thinking about it. Isha time comes in, for example, 7:34. 7:30 they were giving Adhan, before Isha time. Otherwise, many, many places, 7:34, for example, Isha time comes in, 7:35 Adhan goes, or 7:40 at the most. Whereas Namaz, till after half of the night is makruh to make it. But Isha Namaz should be delayed. The Isha, by and large, we are Hanafis. I'm speaking from the Hanafi point of view, that Isha should be delayed to the third, one-third of the night. And great, great virtues. But today we, just like Salafis, overworked, we make our Namaz. And the other, many places, Fajr. One place, they even made Fajr early to accommodate those people who are going for jogging. That we must accommodate them, they want to go for jogging. Now we are right, the Imam and the Mutawallis, accommodating the joggers for their Fajr time, and adjusting Fajr time like that. So it is very important, the time of Namaz. The second thing, and all this, much more details are required. The second thing is that the quality or the quantity of Namaz. Guard your Namazes. The two sunnahs, the two nafils of Zuhr. Four sunnat-e-mu'akkada, four faraz of Zuhr, two sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then the two nafils. One good friend of ours from now, in the Khanka, Imam, Alim, he said, I was never making my nafils. And even my sunnat-e-mu'akkada was missing. So are there two nafils? How many of us make it? Very, very few. And the value of the two rakats is a palace of Jannat is built for you. Try and build a small little tent shanty. And think, just think a little bit. I have to get the material. I have to get the people to do a carpenter I will need. I will need so many people. I have to get permission for the land that I'm going to build. I have to buy the land for a tin shanty so much. For in two, how long it takes the time for to read two rakats of Namaz. And you build your palace of mansion, your mansion in Jannat you build, which is studded with rubies and diamonds, and not the false diamonds and rubies of this dunya, the diamonds and rubies of Jannat. And you don't have to maintain the garden there. You don't have to maintain anything. You just have to use it. You the VIP there. And for two rakats, but we haven't got time. To build our houses, we got so much time. We got money. We're prepared to take loans from the bank. Interest, haram loans we are prepared. But my house must get built. This amenity I must have. That facility I must have. But for Namaz, we haven't got time. So Namaz is a great, great gift from Allah Ta'ala. We should not take it. It is our duty. It is our purpose to make Namaz. But we should take it as a great gift. When Allah Ta'ala made the earth, it was only water first, the whole world. Then Allah Ta'ala made the ground and started it where the Kaaba is. And Allah spread the ground like the continent of Africa now, Europe, America, Asia, Australia, all Allah spread it out from there. Then Allah Ta'ala, a bubble appeared where the Kaaba Sharif is there. And Allah then, from there Allah started the land, and Allah addressed that land. Are you coming in my obedience, voluntarily or by force? In any case, by force you have to do it. I'm taqweeni umur, Allah what He is going to do, He's going to do. But are you coming voluntarily or because you are being forced? The first piece of ground to speak was where the Kaaba is. So when we face the Kaaba, then that quality comes into us also. To do everything, not by force I'm making my Namaz, whether I'm forcing myself, or whether my wife is forcing me, my parents are forcing me. The madrasa, they take roll call, they're forcing us to make Namaz. No, that will come voluntarily. And a Namaz that is done voluntarily, and you are happy, and you are not rushing in your Namaz, you yourself will feel. And you'll see people will say also that Namaz is this, how is Namaz? Allah give me also tawfiq to make. Though they're not making Namaz like that, they're rushing, but they also will admire. Once we were in the Haram of Makkah, and a complete stranger, one of our satis, that the way he was making his namaz, that person, a complete stranger, got influenced and impressed that who are these people? See their namaz, how they making their namaz. It's in the whole haram of Makkah, which is full of musallis. But you find one person like that who is making namaz. All musallis, but only one namazi. One musalli. So that is what we, Allah has given us. So this namaz is a great gift to see to all our needs. Whatever we have got, we just make sincerely. That person where the porter took him on the wrong road and wanted to not only rob him, but wanted to kill him. He said, any wish? He said, let me make two rakah. He said, all these corpses you see, skeletons, they all had the same desire. But he was a man who hated namaz, not just the outward form. And he started his namaz, and Allah sent that malak, farishta, which is by Allah. And he came to him, and he killed that person. This is what namaz will do. Wherever we are, two rakats of namaz, and we will change conditions in the world. As we read about Surah Fatiha, it's the cure for every disease. But today we, who are supposed to be the pious, the elite, any small matter, doctor. Any small thing, this doctor, that doctor. Who of us think of Surah Fatiha? Who of us think of Salatul Haja? Whatever problems we got. This is what we have to bring in our life. Namaz is a very, very great gift. So, Hafidhu al-Salawat, the times of namaz. And then the quantity of namaz also. Make the namazes full, not shortcuts, not cutting corners. And then the quality of namaz also. Today we make namaz and we don't even know we are in namaz. We are not present in our namaz. So that is Hafidhu al-Salawat. And this ayat came down, if we read in the Quran Sharif, we'll see around it, more before it, a little bit after it. All the ayats have to do with marriage, with divorce, with consummation of the marriage, of the iddah, the meher, all those things. And in the middle of it comes this ayat. The connection, Allah reward the ulama, how Allah had blessed them, that when you're involved in your dunya thing, your own family, your own wife, your own children, and you are talking, but you're getting now disorientated. That is the real disorientation. Now you're going into dunya. So Allah said, go back 5 times a day to namaz, so that you can be again orientated. Your direction is right to Allah Ta'ala. That's Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha report. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should sit and talk with us like a family member, laughing, joking, what family normally we talk. But the minute adhan went, he was a different person. Now he was out. He didn't know us also. In fact, on one time Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha spoke to him. She asked, who are you? She said, Aisha. Which Aisha? The daughter of Ibn Quhafa, Hazrat Abu Bakr. Who is Ibn Quhafa? Nabi alayhi salatu was in, when namaz time comes, that should be our condition. We cannot reach there. And it's not required also. Fortunate are those who Allah put there. But at least that we have a direction of namaz. Today in our namaz is our business. In our namaz is our sports. In our namaz is our family. In our namaz is our gunas. We are thinking of gunas in namaz. Let us make namaz, namaz, and see what namaz will deliver to us. Here is an ideal occasion. We are making our 5 times namaz. We are in the masjid. We got no distraction, no things at home, nothing at the business, nothing. So let this not stop here, but let us build on it. We are just to put the foundation, the asas, and after that, the whole year, whole life, we build on it and we become proper namazis. A person who is a namazi, he has got everything. Allah's love that goes out for a namazi. And when a person stands up for namaz, and Allah gives tawfiq, middle of the night, yeah, in the khanqah, it's easy, we get up for tahajjud, alhamdulillah, Allah accept from all. But at home, when no one else is getting up, and there you get up, the attention of Allah to that namazi that he has to, he's getting up at tahajjud. He's maybe feeling still a bit groggy, tired also. His sleep is not complete and no one else is there. Yeah, a lot of people are making namaz. There no environment and you stand up for namaz. The person who stands up for namaz when there are nobody else is like that person who is in the battle, in jihad, and all have ran, they ran away. They defected. And you alone, you are standing. A person who is standing for namaz alone has got that value. Namaz is a great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala. It is a duty, but it's a great gift. And through namaz, Allah wants to do all our work for us. It's for us to become namazis. Again, not namazis just by our body. The real namaz is of the soul. The soul, the ruh, on its own is amre rab. It couldn't make namaz, make sajda. It's not a thing that can. So Allah gave the body. Now let us use it and make our namaz, and we turn to Allah. Every namaz from this maghrib now, all our namazes, let us do it with that correct concentration and do all our namazes and get all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. They will come pouring. Wallah, more than what we can acquire, we can get from our businesses, more from our position what we have got, more from all the resources we got through namaz, and namaz is open for every person. You don't have to be a very rich man to make more money. You don't have to have connection with the politicians and all them to get your work done. What connection we need is namaz. And through namaz and through the connections which you have, mostly it is corruption, bribery. In a nice way, bribery. Nice big da'wat we give. Nobody calls it a bribery. But the purpose of all that is to flatter that person and get work done from him. To give gifts. We call it gifts, but they are bribes. And to get our work done. Abba Abdul Wahhab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Rai Wing, should say that even when Jamaat is going to meet ulama, don't go and bribe the ulama, you take hadiah for them. But he says if your object is that you want them to pay attention to Jamaat work, that they must support it, then it's a bribe you are giving them. Sincerely, just for that they are the ulama, respect them, honor them, make their khidmat. So even many things we are doing in the name of gifts, etc., but it's all bribery. And fortunate are those ulama who understand, and either they don't accept it, or it just goes on further. They don't use it, because it's a bribe, it's not a gift. May Allah make us. So namaz Allah has given us, which is the solution to all our problems, the greatest gift Allah has given, which distinguishes a mu'min from a kafir. Allah, let us appreciate it. May Allah give us tawfiq that we become true in the true sense namazis, inshallah.